Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at David Cameron, the current
Prime Minister.
He's the Prime Minister of England at this point. He's a 1-3 emotional manifester. He's on the right angle cross of penetration in the quarter of duality. He's third color, split definition. He has an electromagnetic 6447 that's then moving down to his throat, the 4323 unconscious, although he's got the 43 also conscious. Then he's moving down with this lovely electromagnetic 3635, and that's all split off from an electromagnetic 2551 with his defined ego to the G.
Yeah, I mean, of course, a manifester. What kind of aura? Oh, closed, and, you know, and also no consistent conscious definition. You know, so really you don't know if he's present or not as a 1-3. You know, does he lack, because I know nothing about him personally or what he's doing in England, but just, you know, what is his behavior with this as a 1-3? I think of John McCain, this 1-3, you know.
Well, you know, he's brilliant, which you could guess. I mean, the 4323 yeah. is always a brilliant, brilliant person, right? Tell me,
Randy. Yes, I agree.
Yes, of course. I mean, he's brilliant. I mean, you know, he's well-educated. He moved very rapidly through the educational system, you know, because obviously he is so smart and articulate. I mean, you can see, very articulate. Not that he necessarily knows what he is saying all of the time. And I think, you know, as 1-3, and with that as the reality of his throat, he gets himself into trouble. I mean, he's already been reprimanded, right? Twice. I mean, and he only, you know, took office like in May, right? For breaching parliamentary protocol and order in the House of Commons. I mean, I think he just says stuff.
Right.
And as a politician, you know, that's a two-way street. You know, on one hand, I think he's very political,
mm-hmm.
right? This 54, you know, very ambitious. At the same time, though, there's a certain honesty.
Well, a 56-6 that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty and expression. And I think also, where is that 29th gate?
Directness. Yeah, this directness. You know, and so I think this not having any conscious definition in a certain way, you know, he can't get in his own way. I mean, you
right.
know,
he's just
moving along.
Yeah,
I mean, I think what's interesting also, you know, being so open like that and as a manifester, I mean, he, you know, became the youngest prime minister since 1812. I mean,
right.
he's like the next version of, you know, Tony Blair. But that he came in, you know, with that hung government. And, you know, he actually has to work together with these people.
Well,
right?
That's what's fascinating. It's that he's a conservative with these liberal Democrats. I think there was even a question of who was going to be the prime minister and who was going to be. But very curiously that you mentioned Tony Blair, because he's been accused of that kind of thing. When you look at Tony Blair with his personality son, second gate and first line, and you look at David Cameron's nodes, they're the same as Blair's.
So, on Earth, right.
You know, here's Blair, and what's in his environment? Tony Blair. And what made Tony successful? So here's this guy, David Cameron. He's got a thing, just call me Dave. Just like Tony Blair had a thing, just call me Tony. We're and he even calls it compassionate conservatives, you know? Disturbing to me is the relationship with George Bush. Again, Bush pops up with this 35-36 abstract, emotional about the experience. And here is David with his 6447. Abstract mind.
You know, the difference though is this guy's got a defined ego.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not trying to prove something out of an open ego, right? It's split off, but it's also interesting that it's this channel really of initiation. And, you know, he was talking, you know, like way back in 2005. I mean, you know, he wants to switch on a whole new generation, you know, he's going to be a radical social reformer. I mean, he wants to, I mean, for one thing, you know, initiating this process of getting along with the opposition, right? Which is also, you know, that's in his chart, this ability, really, the saint, right? You know, he can maintain a harmonic relationship with his oppressors, right? That 47-5, right? And really this ability, because of who he is, of being able to deal with...
Oh, yeah. I have to say, I had, when I looked at his design, and really knowing nothing about him personally or any what's in the press, I had mixed feelings about him as prime minister, or really what you would think as a manifester, coming from the bad experience we've had and seeing an abstract, you know, emotional person. But I have to say, looking at his lines and seeing that, you know, he's able to, like previous crisis experience with that 51-1. And practicality, the 53rd gate, third line. You know, what you're starting. Then you look here at that 36 third line, which is about establishing a new order out of the ashes of the old. And when you think of what the Conservative Party is, and here's this compassionate conservative, and that 35th gate, sixth line, justice. You know, so a sense of, no, we've been there, we've done that. We need to make, it has to be right in order for it to be a practical experience that we're going to have.
Well, and he's a freak. Okay, George Bush wasn't a freak. I mean, you know, not at all. He was purely abstract, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, and here we have somebody that really, I think that really is the difference with this individuality. He's actually very interested in powering people, you know, individual people. I mean, the 17-6, that line is all about being, you know, a nurturer. He's talking about he wants to help people have a better work-life balance. That's what's important to people. I mean, he's not just in this experience for himself.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like he definitely has, you know, a completely different flavor.
Well, an ability. I mean, this right angle cross of penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Penetrating through intuition. An ability to read the frequency of the other and see, well, okay, where is it going, you know, what is the effect of what I'm doing, I think. And, you know, here he is, third color, leader, follower, you know, and he was involved with, I think, John Major after Thatcher, and I think he learned from what mistakes were made, you know, and how confusing that was, or what a mixed message it might have been. And he has first tone. You know, this is an agenda, and first tone is about security, and it's about territory, and liking the smell of something or not, and with that open splenic center, you know, very much attuned to survival and the duality, the relationships it requires in order to survive, not just personally, but I think with that 15th gate of love of mankind, you know.
Well, he needs other people. I mean, you know, clearly he's a split definition, you know, his Sun Earth, right, the personality Sun Earth, that 57 at least, you know, that's over there in that open spleen, right? I mean, his light doesn't really come out, you know, except for when he's with, you know, other people.
Right.
And so, you know, I think he's, I mean, this is the quarter of duality. I mean, he's, you know, he's very much a relational sort of person. I mean, one of the interesting things in his history, I think, and that makes a difference because he is so young and he hasn't had a lot of crisis experience, you know, the first child that they had was born, you know, quite disabled and actually died by the time he was six. And so he's gone through the death of a child and that whole process, which I think in many ways, you know, really has made him the man that he is. The compassion and compassionate conservative comes from, you know, his own personal experience, you know, of what it is to be a father and to lose a child. And so, you know, really, I think that that was a real, you know, again, because he is so young, you can see that, you know, he can, one, overwork himself. I mean, I think that's actually the problem as a manifester, is this, you know, too much work with the open sacral, not knowing when enough is enough, you know, getting pressured from the outside with that open root. And, you know, his you know, that unconscious 54 and 53, they're both in that open root.
Yeah.
But the 53-3, this line of practicality, again, you know, it's all about eliminating conflict. I mean, he's a good person to put in the middle of things.
Oh, look, he has a 54-3. Mm-hmm. You know, this is covert interaction, secret informal channels.
All right, if it doesn't work right here on the floor, I'm going to go talk to somebody
else. Right, right. Look at the second gate, fourth line. Mm-hmm. You know, which is secretive in the direction and being able to work back channels. That's how we form this coalition. Suddenly they appeared and he's carrying the prime minister's briefcase, you know? And it's like, oh, okay, he's the prime minister. I think... you know, what you were saying about his child, the 33rd gate, fourth line, dignity, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't underestimate the warmth of these solar plex people, you know, their ability to connect with people and you feel the warmth. I mean, it's what Bush had going for him was this folksy, warm quality. You want to have a beer with him. He's one of us, whatever. As you said, his education was such that... he isn't. But what has provoked people, I think, the negative press in England is that he's just superficial. And, you know, here he has this 31st gate, six line of detriment, superficiality that borders on hypocrisy.
Well, but he also has other lines, though, that are really forcing him not to be a hypocrite. And, you know, it's interesting, he's got 8 6 lines, right. Okay, I mean, he's a 1-3, but he has all of these, right. Six lines, and so I think there's actually, I mean, he's probably walking a very narrow line, you know. He is a politician, right. I mean, he needs to be able to change and move and whatever, you know. And at the same time, I think there is a lot of pressure for him to stay true to himself and not to be a hypocrite. And that's going to only grow greater. I mean, he's, what, 43 now? He's going to be 44. You know, he's still up on the roof. He's an authority at this point. So, you know, the older he gets, the more risk.
Oh, it's definitely why I had a mixed bag. You know, immediately a 1-3 manifester is now leading your country with a strong abstract definition. It's like, oh, is the imagination of how great an experience is going to be. And then when it goes south, they blame the other person for it. I wasn't supported. That's why it didn't work.
Right. And he has a 28-3 adventurism, unfounded risk-taking. It's right. Like, yeah, is this going to be another guy that's going to just get us into a lot of trouble?
Sure, where that criticism. Look at the 39.
Right.
What provokes people is his bypassing obstacles. Oh, let's not talk about that. Let's go right to this.
His single-mindedness.
Single-minded.
Right.
Bush had that also, by the way. You know, and that was his personality son with Bush. So
yes,
at least. So jury's out with David as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
we'll see.
Well, just call him Day.
Well, Teresa, as usual, it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.